welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome to our anniversary show. I like to do something like this at least once a year in just a joyful remembrance of all the good times we've had producing these shows. Now I'm going to set the stage. So the players in this first blooper will be Tim Coaches, who was the producer stationed at Southern Adventist University. And then his intern was Matt. And then the co-host, my co-host, was Kathy. So we would come to the little office here and we would dial in to our virtual producer, Matt and Tim, and then they would get the person who we were going to interview online. And prior to that, I would have sent them an email with all of the questions I was going to ask them. And so Kathy and I are sitting there expectantly. We're listening for Lillian. Lillian is our guest. She has done a lot with signing, with babies and with children with autism, and we're very excited to have her on the line. And we think we have her on the line, but this is what we get instead.
We're having
some kind of bleed through here.
I'm not coming back.
Can Matt hear that?
You need to get back in there. So
can anybody hear that but us?
Call Grandy and see what she says and tell her to be sure here again. Her and Matt.
I hope they hang up soon.
So you can get a U-Haul truck, whatever, but he needs somebody with him to help him load the furniture. We can't do it.
Yeah.
And I'll let.
I wonder if they can hear us.
Lillian, are you still there?
We'd had Lillian on the phone, so we were kind of confused because the sound was so loud in our ears that we believed initially that this conversation was Lillian.
If he didn't have a job yet, which he didn't last time we saw him.
Wow.
He was every day.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Hello. Is anybody there? Matt?
Okay.
Matt, now, where are you?
Michelle,
we're here. You
can hear Matt or Tim say, "We're here," but then no other response. But still nothing happens.
Can you hear this whole conversation?
We're getting a real wild conversation in our ear.
I don't know what to do with them.
Let Grandy go through them. She's
somebody who needs to cut their nails and have a male and a female.
Okay, then make Ron.
We're getting a bleed through from something.
Very loud.
Oh, okay, I can do that.
It will be almost impossible for us to do a show with this conversation talking in our ear.
Full of water.
Well, if it rains, it's full of water.
On top of something where they won't get wet.
Put it on top of something where it won't get wet.
You know, his rants downstairs, you know. Just have him bring them up and put them on top of her bed or something.
Okay.
You know, and like I say, that if Brian wants it or whatever, that is a $6,000.
Can you recall Lillian?
Here I'm beginning to try to be a little more assertive because it feels like Matt and Tim are not paying any attention to us.
You know,
I doubt if he wants it. Yeah. I don't believe they could manage to
Matt.
Get it on a truck.
He's
got it.
We're here, chill.
And then he adds insult to injury by telling me to chill.
I can't chill. There is a wild conversation in our heads that's taking place, and we aren't talking to Lillian.
We'll have to recall the people. Matt, you have to copy that number down right now and call them back. It's not last minute, Matt.
It's not last minute. No, we've been yelling and screaming our heads off here.
Hold on a sec. We'll have to recall that number. What's that number again?
So I'll spare you any more of that conversation or that mixture of conversations. It reminded me of the beginnings of Candid Camera. You know, it had started out as a radio show with hidden microphones, but they began to discover that there wasn't much interest in the everyday conversations of Americans. They were conversations around the dinner table or conversations at a restaurant, and they were pretty benign. And so that show never really took off. But you all know the fame of Candid Camera. So anyway, the next excerpt is, to set it up, I was interviewing a young teacher who had been on the show about reading rotations and everything, and it was quite interesting, but she'd had a stroke, and so I wanted to do a show on how she had survived her stroke. And believe it or not, we are very nervous, even though we're pre-recording this, we're always nervous. I'm always nervous, my guest is a little nervous, and you'll see that this is the case in this one as well.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Raylinda Roback, a young woman, and we've had her on the show before. We've discussed some of the cutting edge things that she has learned and that she is doing in her own teaching experience. And this particular show, I just wanted to get into some of the providences that God has done through her life. And we had talked about, you know, your program, but I want you to set the stage by describing the event that happened in the summer, just as you were getting into your educational program. So,
there's been so many providences.
Okay, you're describing the.
This is an example of a guest that I hadn't thoroughly vetted. Raylinda thought she was there to talk about reading, and I thought she was there to talk about her stroke. In this next little blurb, it's an example of sometimes how tired you get and you're starting the show, and it doesn't matter what time of the day it is. Sometimes your tongue just gets in the way.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Richard Toothy, and with me here, let's start that over. I'm Dr. Richard Toothy.
I wouldn't be telling you the truth if I said I didn't enjoy it when my co-hosts mess up. This next little excerpt is when we were going to start our Homeschool Companion show one day, and somehow our wires got crossed, and my co-host, Kathy, thought she was supposed to start the story.
Look!
We're supposed to say, welcome to homeschool.
Oh, that was a good practice.
Okay, let's start again.
Welcome, welcome to Homeschool Companion. What am I doing?
It kind of seemed like that was the theme of our song, was what am I doing? I've often wondered about the ministry in general. I certainly don't have a background in hosting any radio show or even knowing how to produce something, but God's put this in my path to do, and I would like to encourage you, if you have a ministry, we would love to promote your ministry. That's really what we feel God has put us on the face of this earth to do, is to get the good news out, and everyone has their own unique story to tell. You don't have to have written a book, you don't need a degree, but maybe there's something that God's giving you to do and you'd like to tell the world about it. It might be a great inspiration to others. So this is my little plug here for shows. We look for inspirational shows. We look for conversion story shows. We look for career opportunity shows. We look for interesting shows that are just human interest. We look for good information, good educational information. So if God has placed that on your heart to do, you need to tell others about it. Please call me at 301-824-3162. And if you don't get through the first time, don't give up. Keep calling. Keep calling. Okay, back to our blooper show.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Rose.
I'm Kathy.
And what story are we going to read today?
That is a really good question.
My hope for Homeschool Companion is that I can have a story every single show. And sometimes it's more hit than miss. But maybe you like to read stories. And you would send us some stories on an MP3 that we could share. That would be a lovely contribution to Homeschool Companion. Kathy and I had a lot of fun with our stories. It all started, though, with Candy DeVore. Candy and I decided that we would do sound effects, and so we're on live radio, like that first show, that first blooper that I shared with you. We're on live radio, and we're trying to do sound effects. So she wanted to make something that sounded like a horse galloping, and she got this tin can and put some nuts in it, and it really did. It sounded like Paul Revere's horse galloping on cobblestone. So we got in the middle of this story, and she started her sound effects with the galloping. Of course, the lid fell off, nuts went falling all over the place, and we were trying to hold it together. I wish I still had that one for you to share, but I haven't found that one yet. Maybe next year. So we have to take a break right here, but when we come back, I really want to share with you some of the other stories that I've had. Maybe I can talk my producer into coming and sharing some of his experiences. God has blessed us in a number of ways, but most of all in drawing closer to Him, because as you share your stories with us, it really touches our heart. It makes us realize that God is on the throne. He cares about everything we do. And He uses humor to help us. This is a tough life that we're in. But if we can praise Him, if we can count our blessings, if we can see the humorous side of something rather than the negative side, our lives can be filled with peace and joy. And we know that He created us purely for His enjoyment. He doesn't need anything else from us.
But we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I come to you each week through the programs of Education Currents and Homeschool Companion. And I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry, and I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support, so take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of a book that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us, 301-824-3162, or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783.
Welcome back. I'm doing a bloopers anniversary show today for Homeschool Companion, and I'm hoping that you will seriously consider calling us with the possibility of doing a show. There's more than one way, too, to get a hold of me. If you can't reach me on my phone, which is 301-824-3162, you can message me through Facebook, through the Facebook messaging app. I try to monitor that on a regular basis. And, of course, you can always just post on my Facebook page, but to really get my attention so that I know you want to be interviewed. And we can interview through the video messaging feature. We can do it through Skype. Don't get as good of a show through the phone lines for whatever reason. Those are still a little sketchy through the landlines. It's that analog mixture with digital is a little bit sketchy. But we get a really good interview through Skype, and we get a great one through the like Hangouts or video messaging. Those are really good shows, and you almost sound like you're here in the room with me, and I can see you, so I can kind of read when you're going to talk. We don't run over each other so much. So really prayerfully think about that. It's a great way to promote your ministry. It's a great way to get the good news of Jesus Christ out. Okay, so the next, I wanted to interview some young people, and these were a couple of middle school girls. One girl's name was Katie Jackson, and the other girl's name was Angelina Drake. Of course, I got their names all mixed up because watching from afar off was an older sister named Andalina Jackson. So listen to this.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Katie Jackson and Angelina
Drake.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Andalina Jackson. Okay, let me start.
Interviewing children has its own set of unexpected happenings.
And we also have with us today an interesting guest, Jeremy, who... Jeremy, what grade are you in?
I'm not in any grade. I'm in kindergarten.
Ah, so we have kindergarten Jeremy
that
here.
Wonderful age where you just love to go to school, hopefully. Well, we'll find out. We'll just find out.
In this particular show, we did make it through 15 minutes of it. I think a bird hit the window, the clock chimed, and all of that has been edited out, but I still think you'll get the flavor of some of the conversation we had.
Do you have any real animals in the classroom?
No!
So, talking about the sea, what do you know? What do you know about the sea?
Well, I saw in this show, and I saw this fish and it camouflaged in the ground, and then when a little fish came swimming by, it went ow.
So what does the word camouflage mean?
It means it's something that looks the same. Like stick bugs look like sticks and grass bugs look like grass.
Right. Well, I was just checking to see if you knew what camouflage
meant. Do you ever have to take schoolwork home from your classroom and do it at home?
I do.
Like, what do you have to take home? Give us an example of something you might have
my
to take
work,
home.
Our teacher puts it in our folders.
Okay. And, like, what kinds of things is that? Do you make letters at home, or do you make numbers at home? Or?
No. I don't do homework. I only do schoolwork.
Well, we really didn't get what we wanted to get out of that young child. We were talking about homework dilemma, but as you notice, he doesn't do homework. He only does schoolwork. And in hindsight, we probably should rename the show The Mind of a Kindergartner, because as you can see, it's very literal, and everything that we asked was taken in a very literal way. And that's just how the mind develops. It develops very literally. So I'd like to conclude with a couple of stories that have been embarrassing moments for me, but fortunately they have not been caught on tape. Probably the most embarrassing moment for me was an interview that I had with a very dignified lady. I mean, her nails were perfect, her hair was perfect, and they had given me a little room there at the Gaylord in Nashville to do interviews. So I was really getting good interviews, but I was pretty exhausted. And she was about the 10th person that I had interviewed, just one right after the other. So she comes in with her sweet smile. She sits down and I look at her and I go, "Welcome, welcome to Homeschool Companion." Or maybe it was Education Currents. I'm not sure. She has written so many books. And I said, "I'm here with Jane Hunt." And we went in, you know, started in the interview, and we'd gotten probably 5 minutes into the interview, and she reached over and patted my hand. She goes, "I love the name Jane, but my name really is June." And that's how I came to meet the famous radio personality, June Hunt. Since then, we've done many interviews, and sometimes her publicist will send me a book and say, "This is what you're going to do the interview on." And when I sit down, June will say, "Oh, no, I'm not doing the interview on that. I'm doing the interview on this book," and hands me a book. It's all good. I'm so happy to know her and that she's in my life. The last story I'm going to share happened the first time we went to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. This in itself was very intimidating for us because we didn't have anybody to show us the way. We just prayed and went. And we were inundated with people who wanted us to interview them. And it's wonderful to have them all in one place. So this very handsome guy came, and his name was Terry Warren. He sat down and we started, you know, "Who are you? What do you do?" When I'm doing a cold interview like that, I just basically follow who, what, when, where, why.
Terry Warren
been accepted into Florida State football.
Florida State. Yes, Florida State. Terry Warren, tell us, set the stage for your first getting into football and then leading up to your experience with the Dallas Cowboys.
When I was in my senior season, I sang the national anthem in full uniform before 80,000 fans, and a guy named Burt Reynolds and Lonnie Anderson and Ann Margaret were all there listening and watching, and I got a call 2 weeks later, and we were playing Auburn at Auburn, and picked up the phone and said, "Hey, this is Burt Reynolds." And I immediately hung the phone up, thinking one of my buddies was playing around with me, because I'm a real prankster and stuff. And I'm like, all right, they're getting me back right now. So anyway, luckily he called back and he said if I ever wanted to get into the entertainment industry, he would love to help me in any way he could. You know, but I signed with the Cowboys after graduated Florida State, went out there, and warming up for practice, beginning of my rookie season, I broke my back.
And he had a tremendous conversion story. Very talented singer. He had broken his back or neck in the first couple of days. And so he lost that opportunity. And he just explained how God had taken that and had used it for good. And he had to quit football. And Burt Reynolds did go on to cast him in Les Miserables. So he told this wonderful story, and I was just, you know, nervous, thinking, who am I to interview him? I don't really deserve to interview this person. This is a fabulous story. God has worked so providentially in his life, and now he's a witness in Hollywood for good. And so we got all done with the interview, and he stood up to leave, and my producer looks at the recorders and goes, "Oh, we didn't press the on button. We didn't get it recorded." I was just mortified that I had lost this interview, and that kind man just sat right back down. And I'm telling you, we did a better job the second time because we were rehearsed. It just goes to show you that there's wonderful Christians everywhere, and God has placed them in different places, in Hollywood, in corporate America, in every aspect of society, God's servants are placed. And if you have a story to tell, I'm just going to remind you one more time. Think of telling your story on Homeschool Companion or Education Currents. Our listeners now reach a potential of 25 million people. You can't do that in your neighborhood, but I'm opening this up. Please call me at 301-824-3162. You can contact me through my websites. You can go on Facebook, Messenger me. There are so many ways you can get a hold of me and just say you have a story to tell, and we will make sure that your story gets told. Time is short. Jesus is coming soon, and I hope you have a blessed year. And with that, I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.